I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. A spokeswoman for the Colorado Secretary of State's office says a ballot measure aimed at eliminating a reference to slavery in the state constitution is headed for defeat. Lynn Bartle says there aren't enough uncounted votes to change the outcome of Amendment T, which would have eliminated an 1876 reference that reads, "There shall never be in this state either slavery or involuntary servitude except as a punishment for crime." Confusing ballot language is being blamed for its defeat. Supporters say they will reintroduce the measure. Colorado parks have seen an increase in traffic in recent years as the state population grows. Southeast Region Parks and Wildlife spokesman Kyle Davidson says it can be difficult for state parks to keep up.
If you have 100,000, a million more people statewide visiting these state parks, yeah, you're generating a lot more revenue through parks passes and things of that nature. But when you've got people who are, you know, using the resource a lot more, that means you're going to have to maintain them a lot more.
Davidson says waste management, infrastructure, and utility costs are primarily affected by the increased traffic. A public meeting will be held tonight to discuss new budget challenges to state parks at the Cheyenne Mountain State Park Visitor Center at 6:30. Next week, a similar meeting is scheduled for Lake Pueblo State Park. That's scheduled for next Tuesday at 6 p.m. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.